As negotiations over a COVID-19 relief package continue in Washington, advocates for struggling Mainers say Congress can't afford to wait. Maine's own Senator Susan Collins, along with a group of GOP senators, has made a $618 billion counterproposal to President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan, saying what Biden proposed isn't needed so soon after the December stimulus bill. But a new Quinnipiac poll finds that 68% of Americans support the Biden plan, with just 24% opposed. Mario Moretto with the Maine Center for Economic Policy says people still are experiencing really elevated levels of hardship.
So what Mainers need now more than anything is for Congress to act and act quickly and act boldly to not only relieve that hardship, but to build some foundations to have a strong and equitable recovery.
Moretto points to data that shows job growth in Maine slowing down, as well as more than 40,000 residents collecting unemployment. Nearly 30% of Maine adults are having trouble paying household expenses. Nearly 20% are behind on rent or housing costs. And 6% live in food insecure households. Moretto calls the December stimulus, quote, a critical down payment, but says there's still key gaps that will require a big investment. He says Collins' proposal is lacking in a number of ways, from lower unemployment insurance benefits to no increase in the minimum wage and no expansion of low-income tax credits, which he notes have been shown to have a positive impact on reducing poverty.
It doesn't include rental assistance for families that are struggling to keep their homes. It doesn't provide paid family and medical leave for people who may need to take time off of work because of the virus.
Moretto says even on issues with bipartisan agreement, such as the need to provide more funding for schools, the GOP offer is too low. He's urging members of Congress to pass the president's proposal as quickly as possible. For Maine News Service, I'm Lily Bolke.